Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you fall in love with a river and simply can't leave it. I'm sending you my regards from Kiev this week, and I'm currently by the Dnieper River. And I kind of noticed recently that I'm totally in love with rivers. That's one of the sceneries that I most like to spend time close to. And I had a little bit of a hectic week. Last week I was traveling. I was staying in Kiev for 1 week. And then I decided that it's too big of a city. And I did 1 week of traveling to the west of Ukraine, to Ternopil and Chernivtsi. Two very nice cities. However, I didn't have a co-working space and didn't really feel at home there, so I went back to Kiev. I found the most magical spot in Kiev, although that it's a huge city, it has about 3 million people. I found a wooden house by the river on the Dnieper, about 10 meters from the river, where I can go swimming every day and just sit by the river, total nature, not even one building close by. And I think that one of the lessons here is that even in the most chaotic and weird places that you don't really fit in, you can still, if you try enough, find the most amazing places. So that's something that I learned, and hopefully next time before I run away, I invest a little bit more efforts into changing my location within the city to a place that I really connect to. So this week we're gonna talk about the style of traveling and focus on slow travel in comparison to fast travel or ultra nomadic lifestyle, which is constantly changing location in a very fast pace. This post was inspired actually by my last week of changing locations. I lived in 3 places in 1 week, and that a little bit gets you out of balance, although it makes you see a lot more things. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. So basically, slow travel in comparison to ultra nomadic travel pace. Yeah, so let's just jump into it. So basically, the conclusion of this article is that staying longer is better for several reasons. But let's just jump into a quick introduction. First of all, the intuition, or the initial intuition for someone who's been living a nomadic lifestyle, is to move and change. And faster, the better, in a way, because we're here to experience life to the fullest, to see more and more locations and places, which means that, you know, there are so many places out there that we probably want to explore them as fast as possible. 2 days here, 3 days here, and then go to the next place. And when I started the nomadic lifestyle about 6 years ago, that's exactly how I felt. And I was super ultra nomadic. We've discussed this in a previous post about my locations. And when I started, I had a basic rule, which was I can't sleep in the same place for over one night. And needless to say, it ended up in an emotional disaster. And we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about what are the benefits of actually staying a lot longer. And we're going to focus on benefits that are both emotional and financial. Now, it should be said that this article is about the pace of change for digital nomads or perpetual travelers, long-term travelers. If you have a short vacation, I'm not sure that the optimal way to experience it or experience your only 2 weeks per year of vacation is by staying in one small village and drinking coffee all day. So what I would recommend is to just consider the option of not marking these if you're traveling for a very short period, and absorb a little bit more the spirit of the place, but maybe not totally take it in the slow travel style that we're going to discuss this week. As a side note, I'll just say that on this topic of having a vacation for 2 weeks or 1 week, that this is a situation I don't want to get back to. Basically, one of the biggest advantages of a nomadic lifestyle is that I can arrive to a place, and if I like it enough, I can stay for 2 or 3 months. And this is very, very important for me. But I digress a little bit from the topic of this article, which is basically the pace of traveling or slow traveling. So before we begin, I think that we need to define the quantitative period of what is considered slow travel or slow transitions. So for me, the answer is anything below 1 month. So periods below 1 month are considered not so slow, and anything below 1 week is probably either ultra nomadic or fast travel. It should be noted that it changes from one person to another. You have to find your balance into what is slow and not. The idea is that slow is a period of time where you feel comfortable enough, kind of, that you feel immersed and comfortable. For some people it's 1 month, for others maybe 1 week. So definitely different. And it also has to do with your circumstances. For example, if you work, you need more time to stay in a place to be considered as stable and have your lifestyle. So let's move on and discuss a little bit of the emotional and social benefits of slow travel, which is changing locations in a slow pace. So the first one would probably be emotional fatigue. So I have to say that constant move, this is something that I've learned, confuses you. In some cases, it even makes you a zombie on survival mode, in a way. And that's why travel burnout is so common. The idea over here is that you move fast, 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 you change locations, up to a certain point where you simply collapse emotionally and you have to stop. And you have to just stay in a place and not move. This happens to a lot of people. Fast travel also will give you a little bit of lack of sleep. You would not feel relaxed. There will be a lot of changing locations fast, creates a lot of uncertainty as well, which also breaks your defenses and makes you more fragile as a person. And the idea over here is that if you change locations, it really affects your emotional health and stability. Needless to say that this is 10 times more relevant if you're working while traveling as a digital nomad. So if you're working and you travel at the same time, boy, you need to stay. You really do need to stay longer, or it will become a total disaster, because changing locations constantly while working is a huge challenge. So again, at some point, if you travel fast enough and you don't really listen to yourself and what you need and your emotional fatigue, it will simply break. So that's something that is the first, maybe the first advantage of slow travel, that you avoid this burnout. Now, one more advantage is feeling of belonging and home when you slow travel. So the idea over here is that you have your own place when you slow travel. You can rent a place for 2 weeks or for a month or for 2 months. You can actually feel at home, which is surprisingly a feeling that nomads need. We do need some kind of stability, a little bit of our own private space to be at. This is important, and this is what a slow pace of traveling allows you to do. Now, continuing on the point of belonging, other than your home, when you slow travel, you can have your places. So that means your coffee shop, your daily routine walk, your daily swim by the Dnieper River. Although it's raining now, I went swimming one hour ago, but things are changing rapidly in the Ukraine. Every time I record a podcast, it starts raining. Pretty amazing, even in August. So again, your coffee shop, your daily walk, your daily swim, your swimming pool, whatever, you need the feeling of feeling at home. And this is exactly what slow travel gives you. So after we talked about emotional fatigue and about feeling at home and belonging, let's talk a little bit about routines. So the idea over here is that establishing routines puts your life in order. And by routines, I mean an exercise routine, a daily walk routine, the place of where you work, and so on and so on. So the idea is that if you constantly change your location, you will not be able to build your routines. And slow travel allows you to build some routines and, more importantly, habits. You, as a digital nomad, habits are probably one of the most important elements in the life of a digital nomad. If you do not have habits, it's very, very easy to get confused, to not know exactly what to do, and to kind of lose track of yourself and control over your life. And that's exactly why slow travel is so important. You can only establish routines and habits if you stay in the same place and can build them with time. So other thing about routines is that you can also optimize your routines while you stay longer. So there is no way of doing optimizations of routines and improving them, doing a better walk and finding a better gym and so on if you stay for a very short time. And once again, routines have an amazing impact on your emotional stability and health. So definitely recommended to build them. Okay, let's move on to the next advantage of slow travel, which is you can really only know a place if you stay for a long time. The idea over here is that if you move fast between locations, you can see a lot more places, but you can't really get to know a place deeply. And that means that all those hidden locations and districts in the city and so on, you can only really get to know cities, and especially bigger cities, if you stay for long. If you stay for a few days, you can say that you've been there or passed through, but not a lot more. So that's the idea over here is that you can actually immerse into a place and live as a local, knowing the local spots and so on and so on, a huge advantage. Now, one more advantage is basically understanding the people and the country. Since you have more time to stay in a place, you can really start noticing things, especially if you're aware. And traveling and being in a new place makes you aware. So you can be aware about how the people are, what is the national psyche, and so on and so on. This is not something you can do in a few days. You need at least 1 month to really kind of understand and get an opinion about things that are happening in a country and about a certain people. So for me, this is one of the biggest gifts of the nomadic lifestyle, the deeper understandings of cultures and countries, and that's the gift of slow travel. So one of the biggest advantages of slow travel has to be the social side of it. So needless to say, it's hard to establish meaningful relationships when you switch between locations quickly. So human encounters are not only based on chance, on meeting someone, but also on trust. And trust takes some time building. So the idea over here is that if you don't stay long enough, you will simply not have enough friends, or your social circle will be very limited and very shallow in a way. So if you want to have really good friends, definitely travel slower. Okay, one more disadvantage or maybe advantage of slow travel is the perception side. So if you're ultra nomadic, and as I told you in my first travel destination in Israel, I was ultra nomadic. I changed locations every night, slept in my car and so on and so on. The perception of how people see you is very strange. You'll be someone on the fringe or not so normal. And slow travel allows you to hide a little bit this very unique lifestyle or alternative lifestyle you've decided on, because you stay longer and you're a little bit more stable. So people say, hey, this dude has been in Berlin for the last 3 months. It's not like you're changing every day. That's a little bit freakish. It makes you be perceived as a little bit less stable. And as we discussed before, actually makes you crazy. So that's one more advantage, the perception side, although not that important as the others. And maybe one more advantage is basically that slow travel allows you to do activities that take more time. For example, learning a language with a tutor that can at least you'll need a few weeks for that. Doing any type of course, participating in any kind of activity which stretches over time, like yoga, which also involves stretching in general. So the idea is that you can do a lot of activities without pressure, and prolonged activities, courses, and so on and so on. One more big advantage. One more advantage of slow travel is that actually you can have more stuff. And over here, the idea is as following. I always advocated and advocate for a minimalist lifestyle of having as less things as you need, which is important, especially as you move between locations, even if you slow travel. However, the ultra nomadic lifestyle, if you change locations every day, will push you into a place of not only being a minimalist, but actually living on scarcity. You will simply disengage from anything that is in your bag, if possible, because there is nothing that a person can hate more than carrying his bag all over the place every day, switching locations. So the idea is that over here, you're simply going to say goodbye to a lot of belongings that you actually need and that actually make you happy. So it will change from being a minimalist to some kind of a word that doesn't exist, which is maybe scarcityist, someone that is based on a scarcity mindset of not having things so they don't have to carry them. So we discussed a lot of things over here so far on the emotional, social side and so on and personal side. And let's switch to the financial and career benefits of slow traveling. So the first one is definitely focus. So the idea over here is that as a digital nomad, you want to get some work done. And working, I have to say, and I've mentioned this before in other episodes as well, you're paying a big price while if you decide to have a nomadic lifestyle, even if you slow travel, you lose focus and your lifestyle will take time from you. However, slow travel allows you to mitigate this to kind of a minimal level, although the damage will still exist. But ultra nomadic lifestyle, changing locations every few days, will greatly affect and reduce your efficiency to a level that whatever you build will probably collapse regardless of the financial element of it. Just because you're changing locations at the same time, constantly, in very high frequency, while trying to build your thing. So there is no focus in constant and frequent change. Again, the reasons are very, very obvious. You don't have the time to focus. You can't build your routines. You have to spend a lot of time in actually the change itself and so on and so on. And you also don't have the infrastructure, internet and stability, because you have to keep on finding those things. This will greatly affect your focus as you travel. So one more financial consequence is that you're going to lose money if you travel too fast because of lack of information. So I'm talking about finding the cheap and healthy restaurant, the $1 shop, finding those discount cards and the big cheap department stores that allows you to stock up on many, many things and cook and so on and so on. All those things take time. It's not like you arrive to a place and you get a notion of all those locations in one day. You discover them as you're staying in a place. And that's what slow travel allows you to basically gather more and more information instead of just switching very, very fast and always paying a premium for the lack of information. Now, you will also lose money for another reason, which is that switching between locations costs you money on transportation. So if you're going from one city to another all the time, you're going to have very heavy transportation costs. And you're also going to lose time and not money on the lack of information. So we mentioned you're going to lose money because you're not going to find the best deals, but you're also going to lose amazing amounts of time on trying to find your home, a good place to eat, good place to work from, a swimming pool, whatever you need. You're going to have to discover it time and time again by trial and error and probably a lot of Google Maps navigation. So losing time is also a substantial element here. Now, you're also going to lose time on planning your moves. So the more you move, you have to spend time on managing the change and thinking about your next destination even before you arrive there. And the idea is that you have to take care of a lot of things even before you arrive to a place. Where are you going to stay next? Where is the place, next place to work from? Let's say you need a co-working space and so on and so on. Now, not to mention that not only there is a cost of transportation on money, there is also a huge cost of time, because traveling from one place to another, at least until technology kicks in and allows us to launch ourselves with holograms, takes a lot of time as well. So that's also a very big loss of time, not only arriving to the city, but switching between accommodation and so on and so on. So one more reason to travel slowly. Now, a big thing on the money element over here when you slow travel is that you can get monthly rates. So a monthly deal can save you up to 50% in comparison to what you pay on a daily rent. This relates to accommodation, which is you can get a lot more cheaper monthly rate than per day than a daily rate on renting a place or renting a hostel and so on and so on. It relates also on transportation, relates also that has monthly pass, for example, which is 50% cheaper than the daily one, or co-working spaces that also give a huge discount if you take the place for a month. Any course that you do, even a private teacher will be willing to lower their rates a lot if they know that you stay for a month. So there is a huge financial difference here of about 30 or 40%. If you do fast travel, you kind of have to be rich or rely a lot on the favors of other people, and slow travel allows you to really give you a financial benefit here. And let's talk about another thing, which is basically the special deals and informations that you get from contacts. If you stay more, you're going to know more place and more people, as we discussed. And as you know more people and as you stay more in a place, you can get better deals. Opportunities show up out of basically nowhere. So just by being in a place enough time. So that's especially from your new friends in each location. You can really get amazing offers, but in order to get them, you're just going to have to stay longer. And maybe the last benefit of slow travel on the financial side, on your career side, is that contacts or connections are money. So same as we discussed on the social element. Business connections are the people who are going to make you a lot of money and give you a lot of financial benefits as your clients, suppliers, team members, and so on and so on. The same as friends. It takes time to build those relationships. So if you're slow traveling and staying longer, you can actually create those connections. While if you stay only for a day or two, it's going to be a little bit more of a shallow relationship that you can't really build on the long run, build corporations and so on and so on. So one more reason to stay longer and get to know people better. I think it's not going to be fair, however, to conclude this episode without giving a few advantages of fast travel or the ultra nomadic lifestyle. So the first one is that basically it makes you feel very much alive. You're switching between locations. And I have to say that in the last week when I was in Ternopil and Chernivtsi in the west of Ukraine, I experienced a lot of things. I had a crazy dorm bed, dorm room with crazy experiences, people keep on coming in and out in the middle of the night and so on. I had the most amazing Airbnb family in another locations. I've seen a lot of scenery, that lakes and so on and so on, that every day I saw something new, which is pretty awesome, I have to admit. You get more endorphins of new stuff, but sometimes, as we mentioned before, you see more and more new stuff and it's a little bit too much. And one more advantage of fast travel is that you get to see more, especially if you have limited time. And we talked about this. If you're not a digital nomad and you don't have a lot of time, it kind of makes sense to pace up a little bit and move faster between locations to see more. You will not see them very deeply and you will not understand things very, very deeply, but you do see more things if you travel faster. So that has to be said. One more advantage of fast travel is that maybe you avoid a little bit of sloth by moving. because one of the biggest traps of slow traveling is maybe getting stuck in your own coffee shop and just taking it easy on a very, very slow pace, like I am now in the Dnieper, by the Dnieper River. And maybe if you're a person without a lot of discipline, actually moving fast between one place to another makes sense. Again, especially if you're on vacation, not as a digital nomad. And maybe the last thing that is an advantage of fast travel is the flexibility, because slow travel does take a little bit, just a little of flexibility. For example, if you book an apartment for 1 month and so on and so on, it's a little bit hard to decide that you just feel like going somewhere else. If you do the ultra nomadic or fast travel, you can just decide from one day to another what you do. Pretty cool. However, you know, committing yourself to something for 1 month is not a disaster, especially in a world where people are getting married. Okay, so to conclude, I will just say that between those two approaches of traveling, it's very clear that I'm a great believer and a fan of slow traveling. It totally saved me. It totally makes this lifestyle sustainable for me as a digital nomad. I would like to say that in the future, I might change it a little bit. I'm thinking about maybe pacing, but it has to do a lot of if you work on the road. And if you work on the road, that's an amazing reason to slow down or to really get emotional consequences if you move too fast. Once again, each his own, and each person should define what is slow travel for them. But I hope those advantages that I mentioned before persuaded you to maybe take it a little bit slower, and that's basically it for today. We're gonna have some show notes on this episode in the blog, hopefully soon. That's it. Have a great weekend. Bye bye.